We all know that one thing leads to another. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, we also understand that if you open the door to wrongful behavior, it can and will lead to a multiplying of abhorrent actions. Take abortion, for example. Those promoting the idea of killing babies said abortion was nothing more than a personal decision of a female who had the so-called right to declare a death sentence over a baby she and her male partner created together. But unfortunately, history has proven beyond a reasonable doubt that through the massive practice of murdering babies throughout America, one cannot deny the evil spin-off effect from wholesale abortions. Take, for example, the American black community, where the highest percentage of abortions occur throughout our republic every single day. As a result, in the black community, there has developed a much higher sense of general callousness toward their mates, their children, their fellow man, and their country. In the American black community, the strong two-parent family with the biblically appointed man as the head is on the endangered list, especially in places like Detroit, Michigan, Gary, Indiana, and the black neighborhood of Cleveland, where up to 80% of all households with children are headed by females. If females think it's okay to murder those who cannot defend their God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, over time, how are they expected to give a rip about maintaining a morally based cohesive family with a man they should respect? On the other hand, isn't it reasonable to expect boys growing up in such an atmosphere to themselves grow up to be kind of cold, with a chip on their shoulder even? This ongoing practice of denying millions of individual babies their right to God's gift of life has opened the door to a general spiraling downward of the overall quality of life. Is abortion the only reason the American black community is teetering on the brink of utter collapse? No, but it is one of the biggest. Along with the wrong direction taken via civil or bastardized right, abysmal education, lack of proper economic principles, and unworthy spiritual guidance. Perhaps, if the current trend of abortions are reversed, that may open the door to a more positive direction. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and TheRonEdwards.com.
The Edwards Notebook is brought to you by Sandbox Studios and the D-Man Foundation. Be the miracle.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Shall not be infringed.
From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Bill Frady.
And as we go into the third hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is something you're going to set up from your computer, but it's going to come to your mobile phone. It's going to come via text message. It's not an application. So you don't need a smartphone. With this, you can plan everything you do, every meeting, every appointment, every facet. Doesn't matter. And it's going to do that well. But what Civil Dispatch does unbidden, which separates them from all the rest of the organizing setups out there, is they're going to let you know, based on your locale, about the things you can't imagine, that there is no way to plan for. Polar vortex, blizzard, terrorist attack, flash flood, tornado, earthquake, it doesn't matter, you're going to find out. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Coming soon, somewhere in Chi-Town, are going to be multiple gun shops. I'm sure they're going to try to regulate them to the eyeballs, but they'll show up. Because the gun industry prospers when they are least expected to even make any headway. In his ruling that Edmund Chang made, finding it unconstitutional for them to be banned in Chicago, which, by the way, Edmund Chang is a Obama appointee. Here, let me do something a little special for that one. Obama appointee. I so rarely get to use that. He noted that while one of the fundamental duties of government is to protect its citizens, certain fundamental rights are protected by the Constitution and thus should be outside government's reach. So to put it bluntly, or more bluntly, government cannot and should not be trusted with these rights. You think Obama probably choked on whatever he was drinking when he heard that? And that's bahd news for His Honor Rahm Emanuel and Jerry McCarthy and Tom Dart and all these other guys. Rahm Emanuel, Barack Obama, Eric Holder. And right now, by the way, just so you know where I feel about these guys, Holder should be forced to resign while they're snapping on the handcuffs, and Obama should be impeached. Okay? I'm sure this just... Rahm Emanuel, he's just himself right now. I don't know of any... I don't know of anything out there that should put him in handcuffs. But then again, I don't know. Who knows? But systematically, they've been taking apart Illinois and Chicago, blow by blow. Going back to the 2008 Heller decision, where it was established it was an individual right. Then to McDonald versus Chicago, turning that into a right guaranteed in the Second Amendment applied to local government as well as the federal government. Those two foundational rulings sort of set the stage for this long-term campaign that's been going on. Richard Posner from the Seventh Circuit was the one that struck down the unconstitutional ban on private carrier firearms. And they are going to, there's going to be a deluge of concealed carry permits, and that's going to dwarf even the heavily bloated, inflated numbers that they claim for Obamacare in the state. So, the good citizens of Illinois, they completely understand what's going to keep them safe from crime, and it isn't Obamacare. But this is not entirely about guns. The real lesson we can learn from Chicago is just how dangerous conditions for liberty can become when we allow government to ignore the Constitution. Many years ago, the Democrats in Illinois decided for themselves that the rule of law vested in the Constitution was no longer applicable in modern society. They believed, like most of today's Democrats, and unfortunately some Republicans in Congress, that unique modern challenges warranted extra legal solutions. And the result you get from that is public policy that was designed specifically to crush individual freedom. And the scariest part of this is the people of Illinois went along with it. This was the way freedom had to be presented in the post-9/11 world. Only now, after millions of dollars have been spent in legal fees, are we, you know, this is the true cost of what it's going to take to undo years of wrong-headed law. Just look at Illinois, what's going on there. Apply that to a national level. Not to mention the rights violated, the lives lost due to it, because liberty was made illegal by Chicago politicians. So the thing to take away from this is not that it is bad for liberal attempts at gun control. I expect that. I expect them to be unconstitutional. Americans already know this from watching the gun crimes committed in gun-free zones or while waiting for the police to arrive as an intruder prowls through their homes. And do not fall for the deal where they're confusing somebody going in and killing five family members or gang shootings or anything else to be construed as to be these Lonza Holmes types shootings. Don't let them construe that. They're out there saying, well, they've tripled in number in recent years due to the AR-15. Don't fall for that. The lesson here that we need to learn is how hard it is to take back a constitutional right, reclaim it fully, after being abandoned in favor of some misunderstanding of what contemporary freedom should be. So, what does this mean? It's perfectly okay today. It is perfectly okay today, no matter what you think the new normal is, to get out there and reject the claim that our founding fathers did not envision the NSA, TSA, local police with armed drones and AMRAPs, international terrorism, the FISA courts, or no-knock warrants when they drafted the Constitution. They did understand this. They foresaw this. They foresaw this, maybe not in semantic terms, but what they understood. They understood the inherent nature of government and its drive to control you with whatever tools are available, whether those be muskets or drones. And for us to go out there and ignore that, we're sort of doing that long term at our own peril. The new normal does not have to be the way we are. In the name of some semblance of safety, which I want you to think about the terrorist attacks that have been carried out here. We have not seen dismounted attacks like in Mumbai and in Kenya here. We have seen some really bad attacks. But not against armed citizens by terrorists, and everything they've done is in the name of keeping us safe post 9/11. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. You know, in Colorado, they had a recall. In Illinois, the court systems are slapping them around. Unfortunately, though, nothing like that is happening in California. Thank you.
Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali.
Ah, yes, California. California just, they just passed an ammo background check. An ammo background check. This was pushed through State Senator Kevin De Leon. They're going to require a comprehensive background check on anyone seeking to purchase ammunition and to require a one-year permit for ammunition purchases. The good senator says anyone can walk into a gun store, bait and tackle store, and purchase all the ammunition they want to, no questions asked. The ammunition is the fuel that feeds the violence. The gun itself, the handgun or the long gun or the high-powered weapon, is the delivery device. The gas, the fuel, is the ammunition, and no one knows who buys it. Well, of course you know who buys it, Senator. You've got a gun registry in California. People that have guns buy ammunition. You know who buys it. Strangely, of course, that's not going to affect your, you know, your gang members that outnumber your police 4-1. Here is the futility of this so-called crime prevention apparatus. In the United States today, drugs come into the United States from all over the place. They get cooked in trailers here at home, cocaine, marijuana, heroin comes from over the border, and it gets smuggled in here quite successfully. And the gang members are not going to Gander Mountain or Cabela's to buy their ammunition. They don't want to buy it. It gets supplied to them after it gets stolen from somewhere. They might buy their guns here and run them down there, primarily when the ATF runs the effort. But beyond that, this is going to have zero effect on crime. The gangs that account for much of the state's gun violence thrive on smuggling and selling illegal drugs, and they'll just smuggle the ammo. That trafficking skill that they've acquired, all those methods that they get the cocaine and the heroin in here with, they can throw a few thousand rounds in there too in the submarines that they build and just come across, you know, it's not going to be that big of a deal. Meanwhile, in California, the law-abiding continue to suffer. And I'm waiting to see what California does with this. I am waiting to see what California does with this. Now, coming from the Office of Misinformation... Oh, well, let's go to the phones real quick. Mark in Philadelphia, yes, sir.
Hello?
Hello, I am here. You are here.
Okay, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning.
On this... I've been listening to you for the last couple hours. Obamacare is the scariest thing to come along because it activates a lot of this these infringements across the board. It'll turn us all into medical dependents of some sort arbitrarily. Therein, they will further restrict us in many ways. And very importantly, the Second Amendment, of course. So, but it's also, notice how it's affected our economy, or how it will affect our economy by curtailing hiring of employees. And then who's going to enforce it? The IRS. That's a federal agency, which then will use that to try to compromise local authority and the protection of the citizens, which they're already doing through the asset seizure and forfeiture. So, here's another one that's hidden from a lot of people's perspective, and that is it seeks to destroy the underground economy. And when I say that, I mean the cash society, paper money, whatever, even though it's next to worthless anyway, it's still how a lot of people transact transactions. So they seek to destroy us and bring us into the realm of the digital electronic money, which they totally control. So anyway, on the note of pharmaceuticals, let us remind the listeners that The pharmaceutical industry people was born from IG Farben, the corporate conglomerate which was created during World War II by the Nazis, well, actually by the Zionists behind the Nazis. So let us be clear that the pharmaceutical industry is not for our health and benefit. And if people don't get that, then they're not paying attention. I would also say that to some degree, one degree or another, whether it's minor or major, in
are you still there, Mark?
From some form of shock and some form of PTSD. Some of us...
Is that him cutting out, Magnum?
Our families have experienced it. And by the way, we...
Mark, you keep cutting in and out on us. I'm only getting partial sentences from you. Okay, Magnum, let's go to Ralph in California. Yes, sir.
Hey, sir. It's good talking to you again. You mentioned about the ammo registration now?
Yeah.
Okay, because I thought that got knocked down. I know they got it now for starting this year, long gun and shotguns now have to be registered.
Let's see.
That I do know, because...
This is something they're pushing. It hasn't been passed yet.
Okay.
Had been passed, that was an error on my part.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I misunderstood.
I know you travel a lot. Maybe you need to just travel and not go back.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, I'm born and raised here, but I don't plan to die here.
Understood.
I plan to go maybe to Arizona. That's where... you know, I look on the Brady Law website.
Right.
And wherever it has the lease, which happens to be Arizona, I use that as my tool. Like, where do I want to go?
Yeah, Brady has a scoring system.
That's right.
Where the ones that have the most gun control get the highest score, and the ones that have the least get the lowest score. And I think Arizona is probably the lowest on there, isn't it?
It is. In California is their what it should be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the update.
Thanks for pointing that out. I'm glad I corrected that, because
you got me scared, huh? You got me scared.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, that hasn't been passed. That's just something they want to do. Because they haven't already done enough. All right, when we get back, we're going to talk about the Office of Misinformation and some of the stuff they're still spewing and believing, by the way. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming from the Office of Misinformation, this is primarily a, this is coming from some local newspaper, and it's a response that to a Second Amendment, a pro-Second Amendment article that was written. And this person is another person that claims to support the Second Amendment, but one of the statements is, and this Frederick Boucher, he's the pen to this paper that put all of this fun stuff together. He states, "It is apparent that some people believe that the Second Amendment trumps the right that the entire Constitution is based upon, the inalienable right to life, which is nowhere in the Constitution, by the way. It's in the Declaration of Independence, but it's not in the Constitution." And this is the way he lays it out. He says, "Facts show that more than 11,100 U.S. citizens lost that right by American terrorists with guns in 2011, when in fact that number was 8,753. But go to gun," he suggests, "go to gunpolicy.org and check on facts by country on the left and pick USA. He wishes that some people get their facts straight on the issue at hand. The writer says that the USA is not even in the top 10 list of countries with the highest number of homicides in the world. And I was making it quite clear that I was directing my remarks to gun homicides, not homicide in general. See, this is the stupidity of this. Homicide is homicide. Do these guys not get this? Is it better to be killed by having a broom handle shoved down your throat than to be shot? Are you any less dead because of it? Does your family feel better because it happened that way? Does that make the murderer less of a murderer? No, it doesn't. There's a short answer to it. But, according to him, here's the real facts about gun homicides from the website gunpolicy.org. You can find that the USA is in the top 25 of 178 countries with gun homicides per 100,000 people. The website is one of the most respected fact-gathering websites regarding gun use and misuse. Let me append a part of it that is completely from me, normally utilized by the gun grabbers. The writer claimed that the gun murder rate has to do with morals, more to do with morals than with guns. I would not argue with that, but I will argue that guns were designed to be efficient killing machines, and that's why they're used by criminals and the mentally incompetent. I am saying that guns make it extremely convenient to kill a large number of people in seconds. So does it make sense to make guns so proliferous and easily obtained? Well, you know what? Let me ask you a question. How about those people that get knocked out and their head hits the, in the knockout game? That seems like a pretty easy kill to me. When somebody sucker punches, you're talking about convenience, like we're trying to say this is a remote control or something. Homicide is homicide. There is no moral high ground for any one category. And getting out there and wanting to fight one kind of homicide without fighting all homicide means that you have a different agenda in mind than mine. I want the country to be nicer to each other. You want to make guns less easier to get. Let's just cut to the chase. He asked the question. He asked the question, is this a reasonable thing, a sensible police for a country? I think he means policy, though. No, it is madness, and the majority of the industrialized nations of the world, excluding the USA, do not allow it. And neither, I am sure, would our wise and clear-thinking founding fathers. Our wise and clear-thinking founding fathers understood that government was a bloodthirsty, despot. That's what they understood. One of your founding fathers expected to see a bloody revolution every 20 to 30 years as we reset ourselves constantly to remain a republic. That's what your founding fathers thought. Your founding fathers couldn't care less about categories because tyranny is tyranny. While let's poke the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence a little bit, shall we? Josh Horowitz wrote in the Huffington Post yesterday that expanding background checks necessary but not enough. And by that, he means that he remains fanatically on board with the forcible citizen disarmament lobby's obsessive longing for universal background checks, but he also wants a vastly larger percentage of those background checks to come back with a no gun for you. See, it's not the background checks they want, it's the denials. Sort of interesting the way the expanded background checks, that would work really well in concert with the new definition of the adjudicated mentally incompetent, wouldn't it? He wrote that gun violence prevention efforts got off to a great start in 2014 when the Obama administration announced two new executive actions on January 3rd that will help keep firearms out of the hands of people at an elevated risk of being a danger to themselves and or others. Well, according to the Horowitzes and the Sugarmans and the Grosses and the Giffordses and the Kellys of the world, we're all just criminals in waiting. At any moment, we're going to snap like a really stretched, tight rubber band and just become absolute lead-spraying machines. But Horowitz tells us that this is good because background checks are so spectacularly failing to be the panacea of the gun prohibitionist. let me try that again. Prohibitionists have promised them to be. They are looking at the shootings that have happened by individuals who legally purchased their murder weapons. So it's become very obvious that merely expanding background checks is not enough. And they're embarrassed by this fact. They're embarrassed that everybody that has done this recently, that's got a lot of press, bought their guns legally. The background check system is a very vaunted institution. Everybody, well, it keeps the guns out of the hands of criminals. No, it doesn't. It doesn't keep the guns out of the hands of the spree shooters. They just meet your criteria. Every time that happens, you know, that drives a coffin into the, or another nail into the coffin of the claim that universal background checks are the key to stopping gun violence. Real quick, let's go to Greg in California. Yes, sir.
Bill, you sound like you're in too good a mood today.
Well, I felt really bad yesterday, and I actually slept some, so yes, I'm in a pretty good mood, comparatively speaking.
Brother. Well, I tell you, thank God for you being there. Question, do you happen to have offhand Texas Legal Shield numbers, the first question?
Texas Law Shield?
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, we're coming up on a break. If you want to hold through the break.
Oh, yeah.
I can certainly get it for you, or I might be able to actually pull it up.
Or give it to Sam, either way.
Yeah, Texas Law Shield really needs, U.S. Law Shield does need to be in California, doesn't it?
Well, and Nevada, too. I've talked to a. Do you know much about the sheriff in Las Vegas?
No, I don't. I've heard Las Vegas is sort of a sticky wicket because Nevada is a pretty big gun state. But I've heard that Las Vegas is a little bit different from the rest of the state, sort of like Philadelphia and Pennsylvania.
Right. And have you noticed, Bill, through our news broadcast, Genesis, I don't know how much you listen to Genesis talk shows at all or no?
I don't get a chance to listen to anything.
Okay, all right.
This is a full-time pursuit.
Have you heard at all or come across anybody telling you, it seems lately, and I'm from San Diego, that San Diego is sure. I mean, I grew up, and I was a federal cop there for a while.
Right.
And I never knew how corrupt they were. I mean, much less the mayor and his Bill Clinton, you know, finagling, I forgot his last name at the time, much less Sheriff Bill Police Collender with his background, how corrupt San Diego is. I thought I heard things that something with drug cartel. I'm not sure about drug cartel.
Hang on through the break. I'll have all your information for you. We'll listen to what you got. We'll be right back. Last time today, going back to Republic Broadcast on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And welcome back. As we get ready to go away for the week, on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Greg in California. Greg, do you have a pen and a piece of paper?
Yes, sir.
The Texas Law Shield, U.S. Law Shield non-emergency number is 877-448-6839.
Okay. 448-6839.
Yes, sir.
Bill, do you have a couple other callers behind me, or no?
No, I don't. Not okay. Right now.
I just had a couple of things I wanted to ask your advice and perspective. As I was saying, I've been hearing a lot the last few months about how corrupt San Diego is, and I had no idea it was that bad, much less one of our ex-talk show hosts is got his own website, watchmanforjesus.com, I guess, and he is used to be a Marine commander in Kosovo. He's got all the evidence on the UN and what happened there, and much less 60 Minutes had a show about Barrett 50 cal with Albanians smuggling him in, and of course much less our government saying that Milosevic was the bad guy and we know different. Serbia was, you know, Christians were murdered by all these Albanian communists. Going into what this talk show host says about following Christ and this, like Pastor Butch says, you know, I'm shotgunning here for a reason that this nation is gone. But, you know, those of us like you, like me, like John Moore, like Chris from Las Vegas, I believe, all these patriots, you know, this other talk show host doesn't agree that we should, you know, rally around the flag, three-cornered hat, and he has his biblical reasons, and they're quite solid. But, you know, those of us that have been in the type of work in law enforcement slash we love this piece of real estate, and most of our sheep don't know it isn't our country and never really has been. That's what bothers me about, I will say, RBN a couple of hosts, because, you know, they're still perpetuating this three-cornered hat militia like as if we can do something, and there are going to be pockets of people that are just flat out going to stand up not only for this piece of real estate, but for their families. Therefore, you know, following Christ is the greatest aspect in our lives, that those of us that observe liberty and freedom, that we, I don't think, should lose the last bastion of freedom. And like Bill Clinton said, I will never lose that feeling. But my point is, it's just that Hillary gives me hemorrhoids. But cutting to the chase, it's just that I don't know what we're going to do. You know, what I was wondering is, because I've heard through some of my contacts on the border where I used to be, specifically other than DOD, that there's a group of special ops, Bill, and I want to ask you if you have any contacts that know. There used to be a publication called Warrior Class, and they were a group of special ops. I guess they were mostly Green Beret out of, not Fort Campbell. What's the other special ops down there in the south?
Fort Bragg.
I believe it was there where this newsletter, it was an underground newsletter that started amongst the young troops in probably John Moore's day. I'm not sure, because of what he used to do. But, I mean, have you heard of, I mean, I just pray that some of these young kids today get the right mindset that, you know, those of us that are over 45, you know, we'll never love this, you know, never give up the fight.
Well, I mean, you can look out there and you can see quite a few young people doing quite a little bit of stuff. I mean, Cody Wilson is 24 years old, and he's the one that he and his little group, Defense Distributed, turned gun control on his ear when they made a 3D printed gun. You got Coleo Noir, who's both a Black American and a Second Amendment advocate, who's in his 20s as well. The trends are showing that the newest class of gun owner is young and urban, and in a lot of cases female. And the ladies of the United States are really where all gun rights can be applied to them, and it can be taken in a way to where it's almost discriminatory for them not to be allowed to carry guns because they are female. So the paradigm is shifting. It is shifting. And you're never going to hear about that in the mainstream media, simply because if they were to do that, then they have to admit. And the reason it's shifting is because every policy we've ever had has either imploded or is in the process of imploding. So you're never going to hear that. But it is slowly shifting, and it will continue to shift. And, I mean, one of the fun things about Obamacare was it slapped some of these drowsy, napping Americans fully awake, and now they're taking a really hard look at a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Do you think there's a remnant of that liberty-minded special operations group that will make a dent to search and destroy these parasites that have, you know, wrapped up the 1-4% or 5% of these?
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah. I mean, not too long ago, a non-government group comprised of ex-Special Forces soldiers sent President Barack Obama a letter saying, our job was to train indigenous personnel in combat and then to lead them in combat. And if you keep these assaults up on the Second Amendment, we will do exactly that.
What is that exactly saying?
I would have to look that up. I'll tell you what, I'll fight. If you're listening Monday, I'll get the letter and read it to you verbatim.
This really happened?
It did really happen, yes, sir.
And these guys are telling in no such certain terms that they will stand up for this piece of real estate? Is that what they're saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And is it young troops or it's a mixture of the old and new special ops?
It's a mixture of the old and the new, and and that's what makes it so great. But, I mean, General Paul, I think his first name is Paul, General Paul Valley, is out there, and he started making a little bit of noise since he got fired. And you know, with all of these generals that he lets go of, that's just somebody coming to our side. So the remnants, they're not really remnants. They're actually viable, happening, pulse-beating. The patient is alive and well.
But the internal structure is corrupt like this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, talk show host that I'm talking about, he says, well, you know, following Christ is one thing. I mean, protecting your home in a family invasion is one thing, but it'll do us no good because of what Christ, you know, Jesus Christ plans at the time when he does come back, as so the soap opera goes, that, you know.
Well, wait a minute now. Is he talking about the coming of Jesus Christ, or is he talking about government clamping down on us? Which is he saying is not?
Well, it's a combination of both, that he says it's futile for us to even think that we have any chance of fighting back successfully, that I'm not going to say who he said was living in the past with old, tactics, method. It's almost like what you and I were talking about the one-inch slug, you know, one-ounce slug as opposed to what an AK round can do on the lower extremity, and I was trying to decide which weapon to buy when I get a chance to do that. And you said, of course, you know, the one-ounce slug is just no contest. And I agree, but it doesn't put out the firepower. And then you go back with a 7 or 8 round loading, and depending on how fast you're charged. And I'm looking at, getting a guy on the ground, and he's much more vulnerable, then you can finish him off.
I don't know who you're talking about that thinks that it is futile. The idea that our government can completely tamp down on us, and that everybody is going to be in play with that, that the military is going to blindly lead them, that law enforcement is going to blindly follow them, is a fantasy.
Well, I got a point to make.
In 6 to 8 days, we would clean the government's clock.
Well, I got a point about that, you know, that'll rebut that under his opinion.
We're probably going to run out of time. We got a couple of minutes left.
Well, no, it only takes 1 or 2 seconds.
Go.
What about their technology? They can turn the switch and kill anybody in the city. They're planned to, all of this is going to happen biblically in one day. Now, as far as not everybody getting killed, but the majority of people will die in the first day if the Bible is right. And that's his opinion, in which I can't disagree on certain aspects of it, but not totally. So with weaponry, Bill, you know as well as I do, they're 25 to 50 years ahead of it. We have no idea the weaponry they got.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter because they've tried all of that stuff. They've used the Moab and the MRAPs and the F-22s, and they couldn't clamp down on Afghanistan.
No, we're talking about space-type weapons. With a microwave.
I'm not going to go out on the limb because I find it hard to confuse the government imposing martial law with the rapture. But let's finish this conversation. And I don't have enough. Let's finish this Monday. Let's talk about this Monday.
Yep, okay? Sure.
Okay.
We'll say,
thanks,
thank you.
Folks.
Yes, sir.
Folks, have a very good weekend. And remember this, it's never been about gun control. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.